And then we went to, dances up McGarry's Hall, where that he did it all. McGarry had the pub up there, and I used to go up there.
Was the blacksmith shop up there then?
Aye, Wally Edgar.
I suppose you'd have had a look in there,
too. Oh, many a time we were in there. There were fellas had horses up there for Belfast, and we went up to them when we were coming in for Cardy Hall.
You were telling us, Jim McHugh, before, but about the boys coming on the bikes for Newton.
Oh, aye, Jim McHugh
and Spring Lona.
Harry Gregory, and he brought the mirth organ and we danced on it at Spring Lona.
On the road. You wouldn't dance much now on the road?
No, I think you want to come there for motors. Sure, there weren't any motor passed then.
Sure, no.
Nah. Yeah. We used to watch for them coming round the Temple Corner, see the legs coming round the corner. And then we used to get our hands red at sleigh buses with the gypsies.
Aye.
We'd went about 10 o'clock, like in the summer now. Yeah. Got our hands red.
Were they a regular thing down there?
Oh, aye, they come there. And then Aunt Lizzie would have said, she maybe was finishing her sewing.
Yeah.
And she would have said, come on out to the door to see the big fire the gypsies has on, way after 12 o'clock, burning bright.
Yeah.
And the sings of them.
Right.
You would have heard the sings of them. And then the horses come up to where, long grass well in the front. They come up there next to graze.
That's right.
Aye.
Well, then the day I went to them, the gypsies at that time with clay's pegs and things like that.
Oh, aye.
White hair. They used to come about a white hair.
Aye, I know what
they
mean. Selling clay's pegs.
And tankers.
And tins.
Tins.
There, John McCoy used to come around with a basket and tins and all in it. He'd come to my granny Taggart. He would say, Jane, I want you to buy something first for me for your library and locker. indeed. And we used to go away to the Commons round on our, by the Mount Lizzie's, almost the Commons.
That's right.
We went away round by the one and through Skellen's Planting and through by your house and on to the Big Island.
That's right.
You mean the Boy Scouts on it?
Yes.
Them too.
That's right.
We used to go over to see the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
Tents.
Tents.
Oh, full of tents.
Is that on an island in the loch?
Aye.
Aye, on Mad Island.
Aye, that's right.
And they always come there. Hollywood Scouts.
Come
to Hollywood, some of them.
Aye, I think so.
And the Borstal boys were there too.
Oh, were they?
But you've seen a wind of changes about here today over the years.
You wouldn't hear a neighbour.
That right?
No. You weren't near neighbour. Next speak, but that's other times folks' doors was up and you couldn't want to talk to anybody. I wanted to help you, but no, they weren't there. But they time for you. He was on the post.
There would have been an odd character about Graeber then, he may know any of them at all.
May know Johnny Kelly in the 11th night. He beat the drums up and down the street the whole night, the 11th night, old Johnny.
You didn't need any shoeing then, did you, like the rest of them?
A wee bit, but no much. No much, no.
You had a flurn, did the
cat flurn? Had an aunt. She got something for the Queen for shoeing. Aunt Agnes, grandmother.
I suppose that's lost now.
Oh, aye.
The way you are to be nice to have that there.
Aye. Our folk could have told you that.
That's right.
For I mean, when I was at home, I was working in the mill, and Aunt Lizzie just had a big clock in the fireplace.
Right.
And here this morning, didn't the clock stop? And she says, Dorothy, you may get up, for the clock stopped at 3 o'clock. And she says, I maybe can tell the time by the light of the sky.
Is it there?
Well, we got up at 3 o'clock. She made a big fry.
Right.
And she says, well, had he watched to see if we see a light coming round Keane's Corner.
Keane's Corner, yeah.
So here, a good while after that, I looked at it and I seen it. I thought there was somebody coming on a bicycle. You'd seen the bicycle lamp. I says, I'll go round to the end of the road and ask them the time. So the moon was shining, I was standing again the factory gate.
Mm-hmm.
And I yelled at this man, what time is it, please? 6:30.
She just wasn't so good at telling the time.
No, she says, I can tell you the time by the light of the sky. But we'd wear breakfast about 3 o'clock. shortly after it.
Well, who you mean of the pub at the top of the Ra, Hardbreed Ra?
Aye, Bairds.
Who you mean at Bairds?
Bairds, father.
Who you mean of it going? Yes, open as a pub.
I kind of mean of an annex, yes.
Yeah.
Just like looking
at
it.
All your time of it was at the side of
aye,
it.
Aye, that's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We used to call it Andy Carson.
Aye, Andy Carson.
We called it Andy Carson.
Aye.
Hall. Mm-hmm. The wee hall. I mean, a dance has been in it.
Aye.
I think Earl Wally Atchison played the melodeon.
I did. Well, then there was traps come into Gray by the way about 7 o'clock in the summer next, and bands with them and played up and down the street and got their tie up in the cottage hall.
That's right.
Mrs. Yes. Wright run
yes.
it then.
Oh, they used to have a wee tea room.
And
up
had
there.
Big, big glass front. That's didn't right. know if it's still there or no.
Did you never eat the cockles when you were in Gray?
No, I didn't eat the cockles ever.
No.
I wasn't keen enough to the shore.
Right.
No, I wasn't.
Because the folk in Gray by Leaf and Cockham
oh,
every
know
Sunday
that.
Afternoon they went to
the Cockham. No,
Cockham.
I couldn't
eat
them.
Oh,
no.
And the hair men used to come round the town with the hair and you mean?
Aye.
The hussars were sticking with frying aye. Hair. And
good times. Oh,
there wasn't much fancy stuff in the break, Kirk.
Oh, nah. You got my bell loaf and maybe a couple of sodas or something.
And the loaf wasn't he sliced even?
No, it wasn't. No, I got it. Aye.
The plain loaf was the car.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. You got it yourself. Maybe a Paris bun and a gid then.
Aye, indeed.
Well, no, there was nothing like that.
Maybe Paris buns now, you'd have seen.
Yeah,
never
seen. Sour out in paper. Sour out in paper now.
I think you'd get everything through.
Aye.
It was a hard way to make a shilling in them cold boats day.
Oh, aye, it was hard that day.
Aye. And then,
day.
Like, there was no bath for them to go into when they come in. You know, you
yeah.
had the running water in the house. Aye,
yeah, you just had a big thing of water ready for them.
My dad just washed in front of the fire.
Uh-huh.
Big, you know, it was a tin bath you didn't wash in.
I know that. I think it was.
So that was how.
Whenever Mark Leslie went away to Keane's Corner, Uncle Johnny had the sister left running on and on versus beside Mrs. Montgomery's.
That's right.
And Renee Hurst's near where we left during the pond owner.
Uh-huh.
And she, you know the big baths they used to have, the big land baths on?
Big land baths.
Oh, yes.
God she, nice, yes.
Aye, she would have brought, and Uncle Johnny would have brought the one and set it at the fire and I had a bath on it. And it wasn't a bit fair to run on her.
No.
Wasn't a bit fair to, because I stayed myself and wasn't he fair to, now I'm, and they took the care to the door of me and they hear myself at night.
That's
the folks that bad now.
That's
but,
right.
But, and I never was fair to have had a bath and then the teeth and then everything. And they were away at the mill and they used to go out at the out at night to hear if I could hear their feet coming.
No,
I wasn't a bit feared. Then we used to go to Susanna Hagen's.
Susanna Longshore. Oh,
Langley.
Burns's.
At Molly Carney.
Aye.
And it was a great big kitchen. And old Frank, he slept in there. We're feared to Frank.
Toot
Hagen's. And he slept in the head. And he was aye getting up and looking at us and we're feared. You know.
Oh.
And Susanna, she would have sung to us.
Oh.
And coming out, we're clabbered with fleas.
Oh, right.
Where an eggs was clabbered with fleas.
Oh.
No wee black fleas.
Please.
No.
That's a good fortune then.
We never went back.
Nah.
I'm sure your folk raged a bit when you went to him.
We got the math before we went to him.
It
was more and more like and we're back on eggs.
Oh, you're getting out the skin. You wouldn't have had any nylons or nothing on.
Oh, now we're barely eggs.
The
barely
eggs.
In the summertime.
But then folk could agree a brave lot in the wee gardens they had then.
Oh, I did. Oh, we're in the pond, no, and our Uncle Johnny had done like where he had everything in it. And then he had a great big bit at the side.
That's right. The handy.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked out that after coming home for day and a day's work.
Up in Mount and Rosemount. And used to sell cabbage and things like
he
that. In that big a place.
It was a big, big girl.
Not that he could have done it better than him. She could have done it, no doubt about that.
That's right.
About it,
oh,
beetroot and everything.
Then I got that fed ewes, and you got a couple. You got a couple of shilling selling the folk as well.
I know that. Put some room for it. Big, big Gert Turbo bag it was, and a big bit at the side. I think she done the maize to it.
Done the vegetables. She put a draw of brothers, aren't they?
Oh, kind brothers now. Strawberries and raspberries that's and right. gooseberries and everything in it.
That's right.
There's no money folk does that now.
Million,
no.
Million.